full. Mm-hmm. And then we just started taking on, offering grab and go salads and yogurt parfaits and anything we can put in that cooler. Eventually we'd like to have grab and go sandwiches, but we're not quite there yet.
So what's your favorite thing that you offer here?
Oh, good question. I really personally like the cold brew because I just feel like it's so smooth. You don't even, I mean, you can have it with milk and sugar, but it doesn't even need it. It's just like really delicious. You can taste all the flavors within the coffee itself. That's my favorite drink.
I mean, I just like to get a good espresso drink, and I feel like there wasn't anything close by. You have to either travel to Catskill or Leeds or Hudson to get a cup of coffee around here, and it's just something that I missed from just being around the city and just like being able to like go down the block and get a good cup of coffee.
Yeah, it was a big part of it is that we wanted to create a community space, because what we missed in Brooklyn was you could go get a really good cup of coffee anywhere and then you would bump into your friends and then the conversation starts, and it's just that social interaction and the community space that we really missed, and that's what we want to provide here. And it's wild because it was in our whole business plan to make it this space, and then to watch it unfold right in front of our eyes. It's like magical.
Yeah, we've only been here for like 2 weeks, and we've already seen people come sitting having coffee, and then somebody will walk in the door and be like, I haven't seen you in 2 years.
Yeah.
Which is kind of wild, so.
And then like mom groups will meet up with kids here. It's like, it's happening right in front of us. Or people that don't even know each other will be sitting on the patio on a Saturday morning, and then they just find things in common and they're just making friends, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah, that is cool. There definitely is a need for more places like this in this area. I'd say the main strip is pretty, not barren, but it's in need of some small businesses.
It's definitely,
I would
barren
say.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have a lot of really amazing small businesses right here on Main Street in Cairo that have been so supportive of us since day one. They just all have come out and bought coffees and just to show their support, and we obviously all along have been supportive of them. It's a cool community.
So along that same thing, the local response has been really good here?
Very positive. Everyone is just like, I mean, we're offering something that I feel like everybody, especially after the pandemic, like a lot of people are lonely and they want a place to come and meet their friends or just be outside of their house. So I think a lot of people are genuinely excited about the space.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I feel like those are pretty much all my questions. Unless you have anything else to add about.
I guess I'd like to say that we do offer free Wi-Fi, so for anyone that wants to come and get some work done, it's usually kind of quiet. You can find a quiet space to do that, and we encourage it, and it's nice to have people around us while we're here working.
All right, well, it was really nice meeting you. Thank you for doing this.
Nice to meet you too.
Oh, thank you.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star, oh, glowing sphere, gleaming beacon, brilliant flaming orb, giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
to make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar, and WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
दिल की धड़कन से तो आए जाना हमारे सब सब के हो जाए आना बिस्तर धोरे तो कैसे सोए जाना बिस्तर धोरे लो लो लोरी सुनाना
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I am from Hudson.
I'm Fahia, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, bookish things.
And we're often joined by our friends, Georgia and Amelia and Mashuda and Jada. But today it's just me and Fatia. We're gonna do our best to do a great radio show one-on-one. We haven't done too many shows, just the two of us. We've done at least one before.
Yeah, I think it's just our like second one today.
Yeah. And before we got on the radio, Fatia let me know that she is very excited for something. Do you want to tell our radio listeners what you're excited for?
I'm excited for fourth grade.
Yay. And so you're going to fourth grade in September?
Yeah. With my baby brother.
Oh, he's going to go to school?
Yeah, he's going to be in kindergarten. He's
going
to skip pre-K.
Ooh, how do you get to skip pre-K?
Because he's like too old for pre-K. He's like 5 years old, and when I was in pre-K, I was 3 years old.
So he did pre-K basically at home with your mom.
Yeah, he didn't go to school at pre-K. He just did it. We just taught him some like learning stuff, math and science and stuff.
And I'm sure you read with him a lot because you're all readers. That's cool. So what about fourth grade are you most excited for?
I'm super excited about fourth grade. It's like I will make a lot of new friends and stuff. And I already know my fourth grade teacher.
So you met your fourth grade teacher?
I didn't meet her, but I saw her on the photo. Oh.
So for fourth grade, you're excited to make new friends and to meet your new teacher. Is there anything else you're looking forward to with school?
I'm excited to see my brother at school so I can like meet him and stuff. And maybe I might see him like at the cafeteria sometimes. Oh. Yeah, but he'll eat pretty early in the day. I'm going to eat at noon.
Well, that'd be fun. Sort of like Fahim and Mashuda had some overlapping years, your older brother and sister. So they maybe probably saw I'm each other.
When I'm having snack time, he'll have lunch that time.
That'll be fun if you just run into each other in the hall sometime. You can say hi.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Aw. My sister and I also overlapped some years in school. She was in, I guess she was like 3 years ahead of me. So when I was a freshman, she was a sophomore or a senior. And when I was in fifth grade, she was in eighth grade. So we had some years that we overlapped and it was fun. Just more familiar faces in school.
I think me and my like big brother ran into each other sometimes. I don't remember.
Well, did you have a book you wanted to talk about today?
Yep. I have a book about rainbows.
It's a book that you're writing?
Yeah, like I already wrote. It's like 5 pages long. Book about rainbows. Once upon a time, there was a red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, indigo, and violet colored things with two clouds under it. It was called the mystery thing. Some people loved it because it was so full of color. Some people hated it because it was so colorful. Day by day, people loved the mystery thing so much until one day there was a witch who caused a lot of trouble in the world. That witch has lost her broom and thought one person did it. Little did she know, it was her sister. The witch's sister was so greedy and mean. Her name was Martin. So the witch's sister told her the people on the earth did it. So they both attacked the earth. Then everyone was in so much trouble. Then something from the mystery thing was coming. Out it was raindrops and sunlight. The witches could not stand the raindrops and sunlight. So the witches left. But then one so greedy person and who was a poor man that was so lazy and wanted to marry a princess. He thought the princess will do all of the work. But little did he know the princess was already married. So he went to his hometown and went to the lair of the witches. But the rainbow saw that and came down to earth. The rainbow was actually the princess of the rainbow kingdom. The princess has showed down to Norton, who was the witch. And the poor guy and Norton were like siblings. The princess put the witches in a jar. Then Norton and the people think someone from another planet made the mystery thing, but as science tested the mystery thing, people learned the mystery thing was from the sun. One day, the sun and the moon came down to Earth and told them the mystery thing was actually used to be called Iris in Spanish. People in Spanish language, that was the year people named the mystery thing into Iris, which means rainbow in Spanish. And
very nice. You're getting to be such a good writer. You've always been very creative. I remember in the early days of you being on the radio show, you mostly were drawing pictures and it would just have a few words on the page. You could talk about the pictures a lot, but now you have beautiful words to describe some scenes.
Thank you.
Are you going to write more stories this summer?
Yeah, there's going to be 5 chapters of those. At July 10, it's going to be like Eid, and it's also going to be my mom's birthday. I'm going to give her a gift by making a Eid book. It's also like half Eid, and I'm planning to make it 1 chapter, but if I have extra room, I'll make it 2 chapters, or maybe 5.
Sounds like a lovely gift. I'm hoping I'm getting a homemade gift for my birthday. I just had a birthday recently, and I know my niece was working on a book. They didn't say it was for me, but I'm hoping it's for me. I'm going to see her next week. Fingers crossed. I love a good homemade book. It's a great gift. I have some homemade books from when I was a kid. Some of them are better than others. I can't remember which ones are actually good, though. Like, some of them are from when I was really little. Like, one of them's a book about dinosaurs. There's a poem book that the poems aren't very good. There's a book about cats that are just a bunch of pictures of cats, basically. Like, Halloween cat. Ooh. Let me see. I could try reading this one. I haven't read this one in many years, so I don't know what it's about. It's called Sugar and Shirley, and I wrote this when I was in 3rd grade, so that's probably around your age. In California, in a little white house, the Bossetts live. A little mouse plays in his cage, a little old lady knits, and a cat warms her nose by the fire. Sugar, Mrs. Bossetts yelled through the door. I'm going to the store. All right, but don't forget the food, Sugar said, putting one of the smallest pipes in his tiny mouth. Pipes? I don't know. Later, when Mrs. Bossetts was gone, Shirley, a cat, came creeping in. When she saw Sugar, her nose lit up. You see, when Shirley is in love, her nose lights up. Sugar turned around and handed her a sheet of paper. What's this? Yelled Shirley. Can't you read? Said Sugar. Shirley saw a sign which read, Sugar Detective Agency, please fill out this form. But I don't have a problem, Shirley said. Sugar looked puzzled. Then why did you come here? He asked. I wanted to look around, she said. Great, you are in luck. I'm not just a detective, I'm a tour guide. I'll show you anything in this house you'd like to see. But there's one problem. You're a cat, I'm a mouse. How can I be sure you won't eat me? I won't, I promise. Then Sugar got out of his cage and they were off. Later, Sugar came running into the room, ran up his little stairs and locked himself up. I don't want to hurt her feelings. How can I get her away from me? He mumbled to himself almost out of breath. When Mrs. Bossetts came home, Sugar called for her. Yes, Sugar, I'm here. I need you to help me. Shirley came up today and I gave her a tour of my room and she fell in love with me. I need help getting her away from me. Mrs. Bossetts thought for a while and then a little smile appeared on her face. She had a plan. She whispered it to Sugar. The next day, Mrs. Bossetts went out. She came back with a cage which had a bird in it. Shirley's nose lit up. Handsome's, the bird, eyes lit up. They were in love, and everyone lived happily ever after. It's a weird story. There's a cute picture, though, of when the cat and the mouse go out for a little time together. The mouse rides on the back of the cat. It's like getting a little ride. But anyways, I'm glad the cat found true love, the bird. Yeah, so homemade books are great. Even when they're not the greatest stories of them all, like mine. But I have a non-homemade story I can share. I mean, I guess somebody probably made it in their home studio, but It's a like published book that you can get in the library.
I don't really know how to like publish books. Like, I don't know how to publish books at all.
There's definitely people that self-publish books, but I think if you're just trying to share them with friends or family, sometimes you can do something just, if you have it on paper, you can just make print copies. Like you can make copies at a library, or you can make copies at a copy shop if you want color copies, or you can just make an original and just give them your original. But anyways, the book I was going to talk about is a middle grade graphic novel called Scout is Not a Band Kid. It's by Jade Armstrong. And it was a fun little story about Scout, who is not a band kid. Scout is really into drawing and plays video games and likes to talk with their friends. They have this internet friend that's really into the same video game as them. And yeah, so they're really into drawing. They also do cosplay for this video game, sort of anime-ish character that they like from the game. And they find out that the artist behind, that's both an author of stories, but also is the artist behind this video game character that they love so much, is going to be somewhat nearby soon, but not nearby enough that they can easily get there as a young middle schooler. And so they really desperately want to figure out how to get there, but they know it's going to be too hard for their dad because their dad works. They won't be able to drive them there. And then they see a poster at school for band club, which mentions that band club members at the end of the year get to go to El Monte Fest, which is the festival where this person is going to be for a concert. And so Scout decides to join the band so that they can get to this event at the end of the year where they can meet their idol, only they've never played an instrument before. And so they go to band and they have to say what instrument they play, and they say trombone. And so they end up being the second chair in the trombone section because there's only one person that plays trombone in the band so far. But they don't know anything about music. They don't know how to read music. They don't know how to play music. Luckily, a lot of people in the band are not that good, so they're able to kind of get away with not being that good at first. But the teacher pairs them up with the first chair, Marin, who's a very serious trombonist. And Marin begrudgingly has to take them on as you know, being their tutor. And so it's about them, their friendship that develops out of that situation, and just about the whole year of like figuring out their place in the band and their friendships with various people and trying to get to their end goal of getting to meet their artist idol. So it's very cute. There's also at the very end of the book, there were some little mini comics that I guess were like scenes that didn't quite make it in to the story that were pretty funny. And I liked some of the behind the scenes stuff in the back of the book too. Like they have their character sketches for the various characters. And it's just also interesting thinking about how that works, where there's the main characters, of course, where you have to like be really detailed and think about how they look in different angles and how, what kind of clothes they wear and what kind of things they have and what those look like. But then there's even like in this case, there's a whole band. So there's characters in the background and you have to think about what they all look like and make sure it's somewhat consistent. So she has like pictures of the entire band that she drew out, you know, the French horn players, the percussion, like what instruments they play. Yeah, and it was very cool. It was inspired somewhat by their life, but not entirely. And I guess it was also inspired by a short comic that they drew back in 2018, where it says, it was about a trombone player who murders another trombone player for making fun of band and being too pretty. But they say they quickly realized they couldn't write a full-length book about murder, so it eventually became this. And there's no murder involved in this book. So that's good. But yeah, so that's Scout is Not a Band Kid by Jade Armstrong. And I think it's pretty fun, whether or not you were in band. I think you'd like it. I was never in band. I did play a musical instrument. I played piano, but I played it solo, except I sometimes played duets. And one time I played a duet where there were my friend and I were playing piano, and then there were like 10 other people playing piano at the same time, or I guess 20 people. So we were all doing duets, but then there were multiple pianos. It was called a monster concert. It was pretty fun.
We watched like a fourth grade concert, like a fifth, and fourth grade people were there. But I'm not sure if I want to go to band, but when I was in first grade and I was in harmony, I used to play flute and I was really good at it.
Oh yeah? Yeah. I didn't know you did harmony. So if you were gonna join band, would you pick up flute again or would you try a different instrument?
I will like try drum.
Ah, cool. Do they have many clubs at your school?
I'm not really sure.
I don't think there were many clubs for me until I hit middle school. Like maybe, I think what would be, I can't remember. The way that grades are done here is different than when I where I grew up. But I think, or maybe I was in, no, I guess I was in newspaper and when I was your age. We had a newspaper club and we had a newspaper that came out. I don't know how often, but I definitely was in that in elementary school. And I forget what other clubs we had. I didn't do band. I sometimes did chorus. I was in astronomy club for 1 year. I don't know if it lasted longer than that, but it was fun. We got to take out a telescope and go look through it at the moon and the stars. If you could make up any club to be a part of, what club would you want to exist that you could be a member of?
I want maybe arts club or reading club, music club, maybe a superhero club.
Oh, a superhero club. What would you do at superhero club?
Maybe, I have no idea.
Like, would you just be people that were fans of superheroes or would you have to be a superhero?
Like maybe, well, like be super, a team of superheroes.
Oh, so you'd be a superhero. I guess I couldn't be in that club, but that's okay. I could come and just talk about how much I thought you all were cool. Do you have a favorite superhero?
I think it will be Elastigirl from Incredibles.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
There's like two parts. I only watch Incredibles 2.
I think I've only seen Incredibles 1. But it was so long ago, I should probably watch it again. Was Incredibles 2 good?
Yeah, it's like amazing. It's like where Frozo came. They have like super amazing outfits too.
Very fun. I don't know if I have a favorite superhero, but I have been really enjoying the Ms. Marvel series on Disney Plus. That's a new series. And I really liked at least a run of Ms. Marvel comics. I haven't read the newer runs of that, which I want to do. But she's a pretty fun superhero. So she's definitely up there on my list. But I don't know if that's my favorite or not. It's hard to pick one. But that's a cool club idea. Maybe there will be some clubs. Who knows? Anyways, is there anything coming up in this next week that you're excited for?
Oh, it's about Eid. Eid is 5 days later.
Ah, nice. What do you do on Eid?
We dress up like we wear white clothes and we eat like food. It's shawarma, handish, so much stuff. Like shawarma is like a sweet Bangladesh dessert. It's super yummy. It's my nice. Favorite. And handish is like salt. It's like salt. It's for like with like this yellow tortilla. I think it's like pretty cool, and then you put it together, and then you can actually put the hon dish, and you can like eat it with the shawarma. It's super yummy.
Yes.
I only eat it on. I never eat it other days. I only eat it on special days and on 3 days.
Yay! Yeah, I love those special dishes that, even if they're the best food in the world and you could make it at any time, it's like nice having something that you only have like once a year or twice a year, you know, on special occasions. Makes it that much more special.
It's twice a year.
twice a year. Yeah. Well, I'm excited because I get to visit with my family in the coming week. And we're going to do a belated birthday for me, which means I get cake. Yay. My mom and my niece.